We continue on the top of Tezayin Amud Aleph, 10 lines down from the top at the two dots, Agalam U Siyachim. The Mishnah on Yedalad Amud Beis mentioned a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. The Chachamim said that you're not allowed to sell Behema Gasa, and even Minuk by Behema Daka, and Agalam U Siyachim, Shleimim U Shvurim. You're not allowed to sell calves and donkeys, whether whole or they're broken, they're not whole, they're prohibited to sell. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, if it's a shvura, if the animal has a broken leg, it would be permissible to sell that animal to an idolater. Says the Gemara, Agalam U Siyachim Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda matir b'shvura mipnei she'eni yichol lizrapos v'lichios. Says Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa, it's actually a Tosefta. The reason why Rabbi Yehuda permitted a shvura, an animal that has a broken leg, to be sold to an idolater is that it's not going to fully heal and be able to live. Amru lo, and therefore we're not concerned about any use for idolatry. Amru lo v'halo marbiyinu alhevio ledes, but isn't there still the possibility that the animal can procreate and produce other animals that will be able to live and can be used for idolatrous purposes? V'kivan de marbiyin aleha v'yo ledes asu lishuhuya, and since there's a possibility that it can procreate, they're not going to shecht it right away. So you won't be able to taina, as Rashi says, you're using it for shechita purposes. And we know that the rabbi from the previous Gemara, he sold the animal to an idolater because he knew it was for shechita purposes. Here it's not so clear that it's going to be for shechita purposes. It could be for procreation purposes. Amr lehen, so Rabbi Yehuda said back to them, l'chashateled, okay, when it gives birth, let me know. Alma lo mekabelas zachar. You see from here that Rabbi Yehuda was not concerned that it was able to procreate, and therefore, since there's no concern about procreation, says Rabbi Yehuda, the only reason why someone would purchase it is to slaughter it right away. It would be for shechita purposes and not for idolatrous purposes. Next Gemara. Ben Besera Matir Besus. We mentioned in the Gemara again on Yudal and Mabez that among the animals, Behema Gasa, was the Tanakhama said it was you're not allowed to sell to an idolater, but Ben Besera permitted the sale of a horse to an idolater. The question is why? Tanya Ben Besera Matir Besus Bibneshu Osebo Malacha She'in Chayevin Alechatas. You know why? It's because a horse doesn't perform a biblical Doraisa, nothing which would be Chayev Chatas for. In other words, the question about Shabbos, that you can use these animals on Shabbos, and then you have the whole question about the Derabanan, that the Gezerah of Shel and Schiros, there's no issue here, because there's no Doraisa to begin with. Right now, the horse was only used to ride on. And riding on a horse on Shabbos is not an Isser Doraisa, it's only an Isser Derabanan that you may come to do Tolish, you may come to pull off the branch. So that since we're only dealing already with the Isser Derabanan to begin with, says Ben Vesera, we don't need to extend the prohibition to horses. However, Rebbe Oser Mipnei Beis Devarim. Rebbe said selling a horse to an idolater is prohibited for two reasons. Echad Mishim Toras Kli Zayin. Number one, it's a weapon. It can be used as a weapon. Ve'echad Mishim Toras Behema Gasa. It also is included in the category of a Behema Gasa, a large animal. So now the Gemara attempts to analyze. Bishlama Toras Kli Zayin. I understand why the horse can be considered in the category of weapon, because when it tramples on others, it has strong hind legs and it can knock people over and kill them. But to tell me that it has the halachic status of a behema gasa, mahi, how do you get that? We know that you're not using it on Shabbos for idolatrous purposes, so therefore there's no question of she'el and schiris involved. Amar Rav Yochanan l'chashayazkin matchinu bereichaim. When the animal gets older, then they bring it into the mill to do tchina, to grind items on b'Shabbos, and therefore that and in violation of a biblical prohibition of tochin, and therefore since when it gets older, you when you sell the animal to an idolater, when it gets older, it can be used to do malacha on Shabbos, malacha d'oraisa on Shabbos. Therefore, rabbinically, we have to prohibit it, mishum she'ela and tzchirus. It's a little far-fetched, but that is the second rationale. But again, according to Rebbe, you have two reasons to prohibit the sale of a horse. Amar Rav Yochanan halacha keben b'seira. Says Rav Yochanan, even though I gave you the rationale for Rebbe's approach, the halacha, says Rav Yochanan, follows ben b'seira, and it is permitted to sell a horse to an idolater. Now the Gemara asks a similar question along the same lines. Ibailhu, shor shel pite mahu, a fattened ox. What's the halacha? Can you sell a fattened ox to an idolater? Tiboy le Rabbi Yehuda, tiboy le Rabbanan. This question can be analyzed both according to Rabbi Yehuda's approach, who is generally more lenient, and even the Rabbanan's approach, who's generally more strict. Tiboy le Rabbi Yehuda as follows. Ad kan lo kashari Rabbi Yehuda ele b'shvura. Maybe the only reason why Rabbi Yehuda permitted you to sell an animal that had a broken leg to an idolater, d'lo'asi l'chla malacha, because the animal will never get to a place where he'll be strong enough to do work again. Aval hai, but this fattened animal, t'chimashi le'asi l'chla malacha. But as you wait, don't give it enough food for a few days, it'll get skinny and it'll be strong, and then it'll have the ability to do malacha. Maybe then he would say, asr, o dilma afil the rabbana lo kasr, even the rabbana would take the strict approach. Maybe the only reason why they were so strict in the previous cases was hasam ella the stami lav l'shchita koi, because in those cases the animals were never used for shchita purposes. Aval hay the stami l'shchita, but this behema gasa, this fattened animal, is certainly going to be used for shchita purposes. Well, afilo rabbanan sharo, maybe the rabbanan would say, well, in this case it's certainly for shchita, so there's no question that it's going to be used for anything other than shchita purposes. So which way do we go? What's the halacha of a fattened animal? Tashma, ta'amar Rav Yehuda, amar Shmuel, shal beis Rebbe, hayu makriven shor shal pitim b'yom edam. Beis Rebbe, the people who were among the members of Rebbe's household, would offer a shor shal pitim b'yom edam. On the yom ed of the idolaters, they were offering a fattened animal. So what happened? Chiser dalid rivivin she'en makriven oso yom. So what they did the next year, they tried to pay off $400,000 or $40,000 so that they wouldn't have to next year offer it on that Yom Edom. They wanted to push it off El Lamachar, the day after the holiday. Chiser Dal and Rivivin, and then the following year after that, they spent another $40,000, She'en Makriven also Chai El Shachet, so that they should not offer it while it's alive, but rather already shecht it in advance and then offer it. Chaser dal the rivivin, and then another 4,000, and then the following year, she'en makriven so kol ikar. So every year they tried to pay it off, so that in the final year, they said they didn't want to even bother offering it at all. So the Gemara says, why? What was the whole point of getting out of this this korban? My time alav mishum dilma asi lihashuye, isn't the concern that maybe you'll come to hold on to it, and therefore it'll be fit for malacha, and that's why they didn't want to do it at all. So it was all a tactic, so that was the concern. It was dimas l'shuhuye. And therefore you see that we would be more machmir, because now you can see that it can be fit for malacha. Says Gemara, hold on a second. Ula taimeich she'en makriven oso hayom ela lemachar. My time, but that doesn't make any sense. The second year they offer to bring it the following day. Well, the following day has nothing to do with Dilma Asi B'Shuhuye. It was because they didn't want to bring it on the holiday. So rather, says the Gemara, Ella Rebbe Mi'akir Milsaboy. Rather, Rebbe was just trying to uproot the whole custom. The Savar, and he felt, Ye Akir, the Asi Purta Purta. I'm going to uproot it. How? By doing it little by little. And therefore, you can't prove from here. You can't prove whether selling a fattened animal would be more strict or more lenient. The Gemara ends off without an answer. But the Gemara does continue questioning. V'chimashile bari v'avid malacha. We mentioned earlier, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that there's a possibility for a fattened animal to stop feeding it so much food, let it get healthier, and then it'll be able to do work. Is that even possible? All right, separate question. Amar Rav Ashi, Amar li Zvida. Zvida told me the following. Bartura mashinan le, v'avid al chatrein. We had an ox that we held on to, and as Rashi says, v'avid malacha. It was able to do the work. But not only was it able to do the work, it was avid al chatrein. It was able to do double the work. So therefore, there is a concern, a legitimate concern for Rabbi Yehuda, that selling a fattened animal is not necessarily only done for shechita purposes, it could be done for malacha as well, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda might be strict. So we don't have a complete answer about the halacha, whether you can sell a fattened ox to an idolater or not, but be that as it may, there are numerous items that are prohibited to sell to an idolater. Certainly, the horse seems to be that Ben Becerra was permitted, it was the halacha followed Ben Becerra that it was mutter, but with a shor shel pitam, we have a suffix, and maybe here, because it's a suffix, ana deoraisa, we should be machmir.